Weiter in Shas Brinchul, the Kufta is picking up on the top of the page, four lines down. Amar Mar. We left off discussing that there's an opinion of Efshel Lusochto is still usser. That means that, let's say, you have a slice of meat and milk drops on it. Even if you're able to squeeze it out, that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi, it's still going to be usser. Amar Mar. Not everyone agrees, though. Divrei Chachamim kishenir v'chisei, according to the Chachamim, they matter everything in the pot, including the slice on which the milk fell, is when what? When he stirred or covered the pot. My near, my kisa. Now, what's the meaning? What does it mean when it says that he stirred? What does it mean when it says that he covered? Ela min near, but sof. If you want to say it means that he stirred the pot only at the end, after it already the milk got into it, but he didn't do it in the beginning. Then before, you know, before the milk got absorbed into it. V'chisa v'sof v'lo chisa v'tchila. Ha'amart nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'amart nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'ha. But you said Rabbi Yehuda's words appeared to be correct to Rabbi in such a case. Alanir mitchila v'atzof v'chisa mitchila v'atzof. It must be talking about where he started the pot from the beginning to the end, or he covered the pot from the beginning to the end, right? Because we set up that Rebbe holds that once the slice acquires a milk flavor, it becomes usser forever, even the milk is squeezed out. So whenever he didn't stir or cover the pot immediately before the milk was absorbed, then the entire pot's, the contents are going to be usser. So rather it has to mean that he did it from the beginning to the end. In this case, Rebbe will be masking with the Chachamim who matted the pot's entire, everything inside, including the slice with the mikvah. And since the milk went throughout the pot right away from the beginning and did not have enough to be able to give a flavor through the entire pot, he does not agree with the Yehuda, who says that even in this case, we're worried that maybe he didn't stir it properly and acid the whole pot. Mechal Darabanan Savri, that implies that the Chacham themselves hold that near Vesof, Velo near Betchila, even when he did it at the end, the pot, only at the end, but not in the beginning, Kiso Vesof Lisa Betchila Mutter. Let's see if they hold that that's going to be Mutter. Alma, what comes out from there, Kasavri, Efshel Sochto Mutter, must be that they hold that if you're able to get it out, that it's going to be Mutter. Says Gemara, Amrali Rav Acha, Midiftel Ravina, Mimait be Efshel Sochto Pklidi. Who says their machlokes is a machlokes of Efshel Sochto? Dilma Efshel Sochto Divreko Aser. Maybe even the Chum would say Efshel Sochto is going to be Aser. Vahacha Bamin Bamino Kavifli. The machlokes here is Min Bamino. Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, he goes according to his own logic. Damer min b'mino lo batel. Rabbanan Tamei, damer min b'mino batel. He says it is going to be batel. Says Gemara, no, hi my, how can you bring this as a suggestion? Yehamer b'shamad Rabbanan b'min b'mino hachak Rabbi Yehuda svir lehu. V'efshel sochto pligi. It's good if you say that the chachamim here in the Braisa hold the Rabbi Yehuda in reference to a min b'mino, and their argument is about Efshel Sochto, Hainu Dekama Rebbe. Okay, then that's why Rebbe said, Nirin Devi Rebbe Yehuda Baha, for Devi Chum Baha. How we split the way that we hold. If you want to say that everyone says that it's Aser, and that's what they're arguing over. So how does Rebbe say that he agrees with the Chumim when he stirred the pot from the beginning? Then he should have said the words of Yehuda seem to be correct when he didn't stir the pot from the beginning, and they don't appear correct when he did stir the pot from the beginning. Vesulomidi. And there's nothing more to say about this. Clearly, the original understanding of the machlokas is correct, that the Tanaim and the Braisa argue the issue of whether a slice that got milk is considered mutter when the flavor is squeezed out of it. Zok, the next Heliga Mishnah. Let's talk about something which is utterly ridiculous. Burumch, known as the udder of a cow. We're going to talk about udders, trying to get rid of the milk of it, and the heart, trying to get rid of the dam. Hakchal, when it comes to the udder, koro umotzio eschalvo. What do? You tear it open before you prepare it, and you get rid of all the milk that's inside. Lo karo, if he didn't tear it open, but he just prepared it like it was, then, as she says, lo karo eno over al chiloso lilkos, V'lo al bishulo d'lo chalav mikir. It's not called chalav. V'gemar namar beiz mefarish iyikamiya yisura d'rabbanan alo. We're going to see what this is d'rabbanan. If you didn't tear it open, in overlove, you're not over anything over there. Not going to get malchus because it's not considered milk. Okay, halev, when it comes to the heart. Halev shali nikol eshnayim. Right, so that's what we're dealing with, the heart. We know you can't eat the dam. And what happens? Karo Matsio's Dhamma, one tears it open and takes out the blood. Lo Karo, if he didn't tear it open, but he just prepared it like it is, ain't over love, he's not over, he's not violating anything because of it. Says Rashi, Leo's Bekaris, and Mesechus Krisus Mukimla, Belev Oaf, Shaim Bedoma Kazayas. It's talking about the heart of a chicken which doesn't have a Kazayas of Dam. Avalba Behema, Chayav Karis, and Lo Karo Lacha Bishulo, if you don't tear it up and after. Avalba Saro, Eno Nasar Shalev, Chalaku, the Eno Belea, smooth and it doesn't absorb. Achinami Armidim Ebsachim, Shadi Lev, the Shia, it's smooth, therefore it's different. Beep, turn the page. Kuftes. Amud Beis. Okay, now, we said that if you don't cut it open, there's not over any Yisr because of it. Amar B'zer, Amar Rav, Eino over Alav Mutter. He's not over any Doraisa thing, and it's even Mutter Midirabanan. Says Rashi, Amar Rav, Eino over Alav Midiraisa, Umutel Chathila Ba'achila, Im Bishlo, V'lo Aminan Aser, Mio Midirabanan, Yisr Rabanan, Daha, Filu Nischat Mimenu, V'yatza, Aminan L'kaman, Chalav Shchuta Midirabanan, it's a Dirabanan jigga thing, V'hai Kivin Demuvla, V'lo Peir, since it's absorbed into the actual utters and it didn't separate, a Filu Sidirabanan, like there's not even a Sidirabanan. The other thing Sidirabanan is when you have it, when it's not absorbed into it, but when it's absorbed into it, there's not even an Issur D'Rabbanan. Ay, Vanan Tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, Eino Over Alav, he's not going to violate it. Me'evar Hu D'Lo Avar, which means he's not over the Raisa, Ha Yisur Ika, but still there is an Issur. It says, Gemara, Bidin Hu D'Yisur Nami Leka. Really, there's not even an Issur. Not even D'Rabbanan. I did the body of the Mishnah Seifa, since he wanted to say, the Seifa Halev Karo, what's his time? Or Lo Karo Eino Over Alav, the Lev, if you do it, you rip it open and remove the dam. And if you didn't do it, you're not over love. Hasa me'avid hu de lo avar ha yisur ika. There, we want to say that he's not over a daraisa, but there still is an iser. So therefore, they wanted to keep it consistent and use the same lashon over here as well. Tana nami reisha ain't over a love. Use that type of lashon. Says Rashi, the hasa me'aver hu de lo avar lilko stainable kazayis. Not going to get malchus because no kazayis, but there's still an issur. The chatzis shir asam in Torah. But here, it's not even midrabanan issue. Let's try to bring a brisa to the support. Rav, chal, when it comes to the other, karu motzias chal, you tear it open, potato gets milk, lo karu, you didn't dain over a love, you're not over anything. Alev, karu motzias dama, lo karu, karu al acha, bishulo, mutter. If you didn't do it, then do it afterwards, and then it's going to be mutter. Lev hu de bai kriya, it's the heart that needs to be torn up after cooking, if it wasn't torn beforehand. Of al chal, lo bai kriya, when it comes to the chal, you don't have to do that. It says Rashi, la acha, bishul. Mid lo tana be, lo karu, karu al acha, bishulo, in fact, I didn't say, if you didn't do it after the bishul. Nah, not a good riot, because Doma Lev Hu the Sagi Lev Kriya. Maybe when it comes to the heart, that's enough just to go out to tear it open, and that's why you're fixing it. Or it says Rashi, Doma Mishum Hachi, Lo Tanir Mishum the Lev Hu the Sagi Lev Kriya, the Laacher Bishum Mishum Dushas Bishul, Lo Bala the Shia doesn't absorb anything because it's very smooth. Avakha Lo Sagi Lev Kriya, but when it comes to the other, tearing it open after roasting is not even going to be good enough. Rashi says, "Well, kashu rach, very soft. Kfar nivla ba'achalav was already absorbed. The bishul lo sagi lei su b'kriya. It's not going to help even to tear it open. So that's not a good raya over there. Okay, now we have another version of Rav that the Rav's explanation of the Mishnah's din that if he did not tear open the udder, he does not. Mm-hmm. He's not over anything because with ikadami am Rav Zira am Rav ino over alav." The usher, he's not over the raisa, but it's still going to be usher midrabanan. Lim misayle. Let's try to bring a raya for that. In over love, if he didn't tear the udder open, he's not over mevru de lover. Ha yisur yika. Fine, he's not over the rest of it. Still an iser. But then udisur nami leka. Says so going nah, not true because really it makes sense to say there's not even a midrabanan. Really, it's not even a midrabanan. Va'aydi davar. Let me say seifa halif karu motzi es damu lo karu leinu karu love. The hasamever who the lo avar ha yisuri ika tanamirishen over love and over love, even though really it's totally fine with our banan tashima. But now we come and challenge this like how it comes to the other karmotzes aluchalvo. You tear it open, you take out the milk. Lo karo, if you didn't do it, then ain't over love, then he's not over on him because of halei. When it comes to the heart, karo. Motzi es damo. You have to tear it open and take out the dam. Lo karo, we didn't tear it open. Karo la'achav yishula mutter. He tears it open after it's cooking and it's mutter. Levu de baikriya, which is mashma that only the heart needs to be ripped open after. So chalo baikriya doesn't need to be torn open after it's cooking. Therefore, it must be mutter just like it is. Says the Gemara, no. Duma levu de sagili baikriya. Maybe when it comes to the heart, that will help to go ahead. To tear up after. That's not even going to help if you tear it open after Kriya. Tanya Kilishakama de Rav. We have a brisa that's taught, in, according to the first version of Rav, version 1, Kal Shabishal Bechalofa Mutter, that if you have an udder that was cooked with its milk, it's going to be mutter, meaning it's roasted with the milk, it's going to be mutter. Keva Shabishal Bechalofa Usser, the stomach that was cooked with its milk is usser. Umay hefresh bein zeh lezeh. What's the difference? Zeh kanes v'meyav, because when it comes to the stomach, the milk is collected in it. V'zeh eino kanes v'meyav, where when it comes to the udder, the milk is not collected in the stomach. Right? I mean, the milk that's in the stomach is collected. It came from the udder and made its way over there. Then when it happened, there's a status of milk. But in the case of the udder, it never left it. When it was, so therefore, it didn't have that status of milk yet. Ketzed kar, how do you go and tear the udder? Amar Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda, the way that you tear that thing open is, karo shasi v'ayri, he tears it lengthwise and widthwise. V'tachal v'koshal, you push against the wall and squeeze at the milk. Amar li, Rav Yelazar l'shami, kra li v'ana ichu, tear an udder for me and roast it, and I'm going to eat it. Tear the thing open, I'll eat it. My Kamash Malun, what exactly is the Chiddush over here? Mastisani, that's our Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, this is a straight up Mishnah. My Kamash Malun, Mastisani, which says tearing the makes it mutter. How Kamash Malun says what it's coming to tell us is the loba in it, shasiv air, v'tachamakoso. We don't need to do the shasiv air, the going the length and the width and pushing against the wall, except for cooking in a pot. But roasting, when you want to roast, then just go ahead and just tear. And then you're good to go. Says Rashi, "Al kamas v'lan kriya ba'alma ka'amar le o shasil arif v'shach chalav and notev yotzei lamata comes down and mishiyatzai rehu chalav lo chazer doesn't go back anywhere. But lo bayi shasil arif el lekader only when it's in a pot because then it's going to go back. The hasam vade tzarich lahotzi kulo mitchil l'fisher kishuhu yotzei rehu chalav gamer v'chozer mizman shalimo goes right back into it and cooks with it with kani l'el shavishal mutter b'tzlikom. We're talking about roasting." The tzli nami kari bishol d'chsev v'divrei ayamim v'yivshalu ha-pesach, even though I would say that means tzli. Story time. Amra le Yalta le Rav Nachman. Yalta said to Rav Nachman, that's Rav Nachman's wife was Yalta, says Rashi Ishto. Michti, let's see. Koda asalon rachmana sharlon kavasei. Whatever the Torah asked for us, he also found a way that he made it that it's mutter for us as well. Right? This is every food or any sort of act that the Torah asks is another food or act from the same type of pleasure that would come from the forbidden food or act that can be gotten and is mutter, like we're gonna see right now. This was Hashem set up like this. That we should recognize that Hashem's not trying to take away any sort of pleasures from us. So anyway, it says Kol Dachman Sharlan Kavaseh. There's always something mutter. Asalon Dama Sharlan Kavta. He asked the dam, but he allowed us to have liver, which is made up of hardened blood and also tastes like blood. Says Rashi, a kavet kulo dam who karish tam damlo nida dam tahor. He asked Nida, but he mattered to be with a woman who has Dam Tahor. That is, says Rashi, Dam Tahor is Shel B'sulin.
Shall you make tohar? Shall you let this? In terms of dam, that's water. Chelav behema, chelav chaya. He asked eating the chelav of a behema, you can't have a lechaya. Chazir mocha de shibuta. You can't have chazir, pig, but he lets have the brains of the shibuta. It's a type of kosher fish that the brain tastes like pig. Girusa lishta de chavra. He asked girusa, but muttered fish tongue. It's a type of non kosher bird. And but the tongue of a fish has that tam. Ish is ish. He says that obviously it can't be the married woman. Gusha b'chayev ba'ila, but you're allowed to be with a divorced woman while her husband's still alive. So it's kind of like that. She's afa b'isha ba'ila chayev, even though her husband's still alive. Ish is ach yavama. You can have your brother's wife, but you have a yavama. Kusis yifas tohar can be with the kusis, but you can be with the fast tohar. But in the mechal bisra b'chalava, I want to eat something that has a taste of meat cooked with milk. Amelohu of Nachman l'tabachi. So he said to his chefs, zviku la khale. Stick a spit through an udder and go ahead and roast it. Rashi says shpudo. Tnula khal b'shvut, like without cutting it open. Ivan Antan Kari said you have to tear it open. How could it be that he's saying to go to do without tearing it open? Ahula kadeira, that's something we're doing with a pot. With roasting, you don't have to tear it open. Ivan Katani, it says shebishlo, in order that was cooked, meaning roasted with its mother, with his milk, his mutter. The avidin only be the avid lechatchila. You can't do the lechatchila. The who didn't defeat lechatchila? If I did the kabban by the Mr. Sefer, since he wanted to teach the Sefer, Keva, but the stomach, beep, turn the page. Kofiot, Shabisha Bachalba, Suya, that's going to be answered. The Avid, the Afilu, the Avid Namilo, Tanamirisha Shabisha also uses the Lashon, the same type of Lashon with the other as well. But really, it's even going to be Mutter Lechatchila to do such a thing. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. On Mashayal, a great, great day.